Hey, this is Maddie.
And Daddy, I love him.
And this is Gabby.
And this is Phil the Mead.
Folktales. Woo-hoo-hoo. Kill it, girl.
We are back. We're back with Folktales. We're back with Gabby. Oh.
Hi.
Looking so good in that Spill the Mean shirt.
Oh, you like this?
Oh, I love that.
If I had a nice pair of DUs, they would really just like pop out the spill portion, but sorry.
No, I've seen it. If we remember, flashback to the first Folktale episode when I got like a full flashening of the Star Wars sports bras.
Right.
So, whether they be D's or not, they be nice. And that shirt is, everything.
I love it. Love it.
Oh my God. Oh, this is what like a professional podcaster would do. Here we go. If you would like a shirt like Gabby's, you can get on Etsy right now and purchase one, like only if you want to, though. Like, don't feel like you have to, but you can. And then you, not only do you have a shirt, but it helps me out too.
Let me tell you, this shirt is quite comfortable. As someone who is currently wearing it, I do like a slightly baggier shirt, and I usually am a size medium, but this one fits me like a slightly baggy size medium. I'm very much still in my Billie Eilish phase. So if anyone is interested, go to the Etsy shop. I mean, there's a sizing guide, I'm sure, but it's so comfortable and is super, super cute. I've been wearing it all day today.
Oh, okay. You were like phenomenal at that. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm in here like, I guess maybe like if you want to like trip on my Etsy shop.
No. But, like, go check it out immediately.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Okay. Folktales. Gabby, I have a couple picked out. What do you got?
I also have a couple picked out. Okay. So I've got some options. We can do, I'm thinking one longer one, and I have a couple options of that, or two shorter ones, but it's Maddie's choice.
It's my choice. Ooh, tell me the titles.
The titles. Okay. Here's one. A man who could transform himself.
Okay.
Next, we've got the five helpers. Next, we've got the leopard woman. Come on, leopard.
Yeah.
Wait. And it's talking about Donatella Versace. That's her origin story. Next is the ant's burden. We've got the trapper trapped.
Okay. Ooh.
And I swear to God, I had another, but apparently I'm not finding it.
Oh man, it's gonna have to do better than the leopard woman.
Oh, three wives is the other one.
Wives. Ooh, that sounds dramatic. Damn it. It does actually come down between three wives and the leopard. I'm gonna stick with leopard woman.
Leopard woman. Okay. Well, this one is a bit shorter, but we'll see because we like to yap. So like how long it goes.
Ooh, yay.
Okay. So Maddie, honeybees, settle in. Grab your cup of mead. Is it a cup of mead? What would that be?
Yeah, you can drink mead out of whatever vessel you want. A cup, a goblet, a bowl. You can lap it out of like a shallow puddle in your floor. Like after you spill it, hey?
Hello.
Yeah, grab your mead. Just grab the whole bottle. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah, come on. You know you want to. What do you have to do today? Work? Ugh.
You're not going to work. You're going to Walla Walla, Washington.
Do you think the universe cares if you're working today? No. The universe doesn't give a shit.
Don't give a shit. You shouldn't either.
Drink your mead and move to Walla Walla. Plan your trip right now.
This is not sponsored by Walla Walla once again, and it never fucking will be.
You know what would be awesome? If there's a conspiracy theory like on Reddit or something about Walla Walla and the Spill the Mead podcast, and there's a whole like they're sponsoring these people to drive up tourism and blah, blah.
Can we start that Reddit page? I'll fucking edit this shit out. Should we start
Reddit's anonymous, so we could totally start this.
Ooh, yeah, it wasn't us, you guys, but do check out that Reddit page.
We would never do that, but you know, if it happens, then
I'm gonna be like so excited when I see like the mail come through, like Walla Walla, like
it's a cease and desist.
City of Commerce. Yeah, it's literally a fucking like CND, like keep our name out your fucking mouth. Like, you've never been here. You're not welcome here. Like, get out. Oh, God. Well, we love you.
The Leopard Woman. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A man and a woman were once making a hard journey through the bush. The woman had her baby strapped upon her back as she walked along the rough path overgrown with vines and shrubbery. They had nothing to eat with them, and as they traveled on, they became very hungry. So, hard journey. We don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, wait, where is this from? Where is this from?
Oh, Africa. I probably should have told that. This is an African folk story.
God, the African ones are always, like, so fun. Like, where the fuck is this going to go? Exactly. I have no.
And it says vines and shrubbery, so I'm assuming not savanna, although, what is it, topography, geography? I'm not very good at it. So I'm assuming this is, like, in a semi-jungled setting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stressed out that, like, they don't have anything to eat. Why?
Yeah.
Why do they not?
And
they don't.
It is a man and it is a woman, and the woman has her baby strapped on her back. So,
stressful. It's stressful.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll see. Okay. We'll see. The Leopard Woman. I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll be eaten by a leopard. Maybe she'll become a leopard. Maybe
a radioactive leopard.
She'll eat a leopard. We'll find out. Okay.
Yep.
Suddenly, emerging from the heavily wooded forest into a grassy plain, they came upon a herd of bush cows grazing quietly. I'm assuming these are wildebeest, maybe.
Yeah, they're very polite, very quiet graze.
They're like dairy cows.
God, yeah. God, is it a wildebeest? Is that what they're calling cow? Wait, that is like a very different.
This is a good question. Okay. The man said to the woman, "You have the power of transforming yourself into whatever you like. Change now to a leopard and capture one of the bush cows that I may have something to eat and not perish." Okay, what? I've never read this, just so you guys know. And apparently this woman could just transform into anything that she wants.
We, like, jumped right to it. Why wouldn't she, like, transfer into, like, I don't know, like, a little, like, kangaroo or something, put that baby in the pouch, right? You know?
Or she could transform herself into a chicken, lay eggs, transform back into a human, eat their children. Her.
Well, yeah. They're not fertilized. How do eggs work? It would be fine.
Well, chickens, don't they lay eggs every single day? They can't be fucking every single day.
No. Do, like, oh my God, do hens just, like, create an egg out of nowhere? Like a fucking oyster and pearl situation?
Wait.
Do you need a rooster for that?
Do male chickens even need to exist?
Are we the dumbest motherfuckers alive right now? This is a real question. I do not know chicken stuff. You need a rooster. You need one.
But they do it every day. How does that? Maybe she keeps the sperm inside. Anyway, well,
does a chicken lay an egg every day, or do you need multiple
eggs every day? Right?
Oh my God, I love our journey. I fucking feel? I feel like maybe he doesn't need to tell her what to transform into.
Okay, you know what? Hold on one second. Let me.
Are we learning about chickens?
We need to Google this.
It is really, like, that is going to bug us. I hope that the answer is something complicated so we don't seem like a bunch of fucking morons.
Okay, listen to this. Okay. Chickens lay eggs on average every 24 to 26 hours.
Wow.
So
does it hurt them? Is this like labor every?
Right. Should I Google what is the purpose of male chickens?
Yeah. 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 Do you need a male chicken to lay an egg? Asking for a friend.
I think it just.
This is a sexual health podcast.
Exactly. Of all species.
Multi-species.
A hen does not need the help of a rooster in order to lay an egg. She's quite capable of doing the job on her own. Who wrote this?
Did a female chicken write this?
A single mother chicken? Yeah.
Yeah, like a very recently divorced.
So
they just, like, create an egg out of nowhere. And then how you get a baby chicken is you need a male chicken.
Without a rooster, your hen's eggs are infertile, so won't develop into chicks.
Yeah, those are them eating eggs. Well, anyways, there's her chicken knowledge. If anyone wants to try to put that more eloquently, no, one of our listeners has chicken knowledge.
They have to.
One of them's got chicken knowledge.
And we'll raise chickens on the compound. Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
In the Walla Walla compound, yeah. Oh my God. The happiest chickens live in Walla Walla.
They have to.
Do.
Just chickens and bees that will be on our farm / compound.
That is so cute.
Okay. Where was I?
Like one line in, like exactly one fucking sentence.
We're almost halfway through this, by the way.
Oh, it's, shit.
It's a short one.
I hope she like eat. She's going to eat him.
I hope so. I mean, he's like telling her like, hey, transform your bitch ass into this leopard or something. And like, you know, go do the work. Meanwhile, what is he doing?
Holding the baby, hopefully.
Lots of hope. Okay, so he wants her to transform into a leopard. And apparently out of nowhere, with no context, she just has the power to do this. So that's awesome.
What up?
The woman looked at the man significantly and said, "Do you really mean what you ask? Are you joking?" "I mean it," said the man, for he was very hungry.
Okay, so he's like never asked this of her. She's just like turning into things for fun.
I guess.
Like just.
I wonder if there's consequences to her doing this. Like, can she only like transform once, or
like once every 24 to 26 hours, like a,
or does she like transform and forever stay that, you know? That
would, oh, maybe, yeah,
because then why is she like, are you joking or are you being serious, kind of like,
yeah. I assumed that this was like, and she was turning into stuff like all the time. Like, well, how else would we know that she can do it? She's turned into stuff before.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
We are the dumbest. We are really dumbest. Fucking stupid sometimes.
Jesus Christ. My history stuff is good, I promise. I've researched that. Full tilt when it comes to street smarts.
The woman untied the baby from her back and put it upon the ground. Hair began growing upon her neck and body. She dropped her loincloth. A change came over her face. Do you remember the books, The Animorphs?
Oh my God, that's literally what I'm picturing. Yes! My thumb is flipping the bottom corners right now. She gonna eat his ass. She set that baby on the ground.
Exactly. Not to her husband. She's put on the ground. Interesting.
Yeah, she's gonna trample his shit. She's going to lunge at him. Not trample.
I hope she eats him. Come on now.
She's going jugular. Like, are you sure you want me to do that?
She dropped her loincloth. A change came over her face. Her hands and feet turned into claws, and in a few moments, a wild leopard was standing before the man, staring at him with fiery eyes. I wonder if she doesn't have her own conscience. She just becomes like a wild leopard, maybe. Maybe that's why she was like hesitant to do it, maybe.
Are you sure? I know. I do want to know, like, are you sure? Like, why, like, are you sure you want to do that? And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking hungry.
The poor man was frightened nearly to death and clambered up a tree for protection. Sorry? What about his fucking child? Hello?
Yeah, that's what I, okay. I mean, like, she was the one, like, carrying that baby on her back. Like, everyone's hungry. Here, like, you know how much energy it takes to turn into a different species? I don't, but it's a lot. It's because it's more energy that I have.
Like, also, why is he so shocked? Like, he asked her to do this.
That's the thing. Like, she must. I wonder if it, like, she does lose, like, her consciousness and she does, like, become the leopard. He's like, oh, fuck shit.
When he was nearly to the top, he saw the poor little baby was almost within the leopard's jaws. But he was so afraid that he couldn't make himself come down to rescue it. Pussy hoe.
Wow. I was going to say, like, throw the whole man away.
Exactly. Useless.
He, like, looks down there and he's just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a child. Well, so this guy notices his child, his bebe, if you will, is on the ground. And in his little hectic emotional outburst, he ran up a tree, noticed the baby's on the fucking ground, and it's like, oh, Jesus shit. Christ. my child's on the ground, but I'm not going down there. I'm too fucking scared. So
it's like there is absolutely nothing attractive about this.
Zero.
To me. Zero. Yeah. Like, from the word clambered up the tree, I was out. Yeah. Like, God, like, wait, you didn't even clamber with the baby? Oh, I'm so out.
I swear to God, if Luke clambers.
Oh, no.
Stairs, anything, it's over. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you ever fucking clamor.
Do you ever put that in the vows?
Yes. Okay. When the leopard saw that she had already had the man good and frightened and full of terror, she ran away to the flock of cattle to do for him as he had asked her to. She has her consciousness still.
Well, okay. Then damn it. She's just like going to go do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I like really built this up in my head. I have like a whole bunch of things that I thought. First of all, full disclosure, I was literally picturing like some catfolk shit. Like I thought she was like part leopard and part woman. Like Yeah. So I was already very incorrect.
I would love it if it was that. Also, side thing, when I was like, Daddy, I love him at the beginning, that's from The Little Mermaid. Does that mean King Triton was racist? Or it's a different species though, right? Maybe?
Yeah, like species.
Species?
Like species. I don't know. I do not know. That cannot be real. That cannot be real.
It sounds like it would be real.
Because species. he did straight up say like, no, he's a fucking human.
Yeah.
He's and that's like
because I remember you're a human. Or yeah, he's a human. You're a mermaid.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe it wasn't, like, maybe he was species or something. Or, like, maybe it was just, like, the logic of it all. He was like, listen, this isn't going to work.
If someone hates spiders, are they species?
Yeah, if you just, like, hate spiders, like, based off of nothing else but the fact that it's a spider, yeah, right? Like, that's what it is.
Well,
that's
like what a, like about. A irrational fear, too. Speciophobia,
like spider phobic, like if you're just like I think like most people are, because like if you're like, are any of our fears about spiders like super rational? Like no. What do we think this fucking spider is gonna do, right? Like some of them can like fuck you up, but for, like we're afraid of spiders that like cannot fuck you up. That's not why we're afraid of them. We're afraid of them because they're fucking weird and legs and scary.
Are we turning into a philosophy podcast now? This week.
Yeah, we started with folktales, then we went to sexual health, then we went to multi-species sexual health, and we've brought it around to philosophy. You get a little bit of everything.
Listen, you cannot put us in a hole. We will create our own destiny. Okay, back to the story. So she sees this man, is fucking scared, and she ran away to the flock of cattle to do his fucking bidding.
She's so turned off, as am I.
Truly. Yes. Capturing a large young heifer, she dragged it back to the foot of the tree. The man, who was still as far up in its top as he could go, cried out.
I swear to God. I swear to God, if this man clambers down the tree, I'm finished. If he does anything other than like stripper style, like twirling down this tree, that's the only way he can
save it. Loincloth or not, you know, he's not doing that.
No, he's not. He's absolutely not. He's going to clamor. God damn it. God. Okay. Embrace.
So he cried out and piteously, piteously. He did something, but he begged the leopard to transform herself back into a woman because he's still fucking scared.
Yeah.
Slowly, the hair receded and the claws disappeared until finally the woman stood before the man once more. But so frightened was he still that he would not come down until he saw her take up her clothes and tie her baby to her back. You're that scared.
Okay. Maybe, just real quick, because I have several thoughts, but one of my thoughts is maybe someone like has to tell her to change into things, like, because she killed the heifer. Like she could have just been like, okay, mission completed, but he was like, okay, like turn back. Maybe like she has to, clearly, like the inner workings of her powers don't matter that much, but like it means a lot to us.
I personally guess not, because there's literally two sentences left and we're gonna get like no explanation of where these came from. And
like, I'm getting really concerned that sentence one is going to be he clambered down from the tree, and then sentence two is going to be and then he ate that fucking cow right in front of her and they carried on their way and her and the baby licked the bones, the end. Because that's some folktale shit.
I will say sometimes the folktales I've heard, it's kind of like, so there wasn't a point to this, actually.
Yeah, I know.
There was no lesson or anything. It was just, here you go. Here's some shit.
Yep. And then we sit here for 30 minutes.
And try to dissect something that was undissectable. I don't know. I had such high hopes for this story, but with two sentences left, I don't know how it's going to be salvaged.
Well, let's pray for some run-ons.
Okay, here we go. So he's so frightened, he would not come down till he saw her take up her clothes and put her fucking baby back on her back that he left on the fucking ground.
Yeah, let's not forget.
Yeah. Then she said to him, never ask a woman to do a man's work again. Okay.
Oh, wait.
A little sexy. Women must care for the farms, raise breadstuffs, fish, etc.
Okay, but it was like,
it is a man's work to do the hunting and bring in the meat for the family.
Okay, I don't know if it's right or wrong or if there's like a correct answer to this, but there was a moment there where I was fucking empowered for a second.
Yeah.
It happened. She lost me a little bit. You came in real hot with that first sentence, you know, and like kind of lost it. You'd lost it at breadstuffs a little bit. Like, it's your job to hunt. Don't make me do that. He clambered up a tree. At the sight of you, let alone like a wild beast that he needs to take down with his manly hands.
Exactly.
Like, you have a hunter and you have a clamor, and honey, you got a clamor.
I hope she's happy.
She's annoying. So to be clear, just like for our full circle moment here, there was no, she was just like, are you sure you want me to do this? Because really, this is your fucking job.
Yeah.
Like, this is really embarrassing for you. Are you sure you want me to do it? Now he's going to be like, can you cook that cow for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
he's the worst. Exactly. Like, he's just going to have to do the whole damn thing. He could not even be bothered to hold the baby. Well, I have a Viking myth here. And maybe you have heard of this, because I've actually heard of the title before. I did not know that this was like a Viking origin, if it is, or maybe there's different versions of it, like, you know, cross cultures. I'm not sure. But this is the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
I've heard of this. I don't know what it's about, but I've heard the like Billy Goat Gruff before.
Okay. Yes, me too. And I didn't know. I was shocked to see it in this book, because I would have thought that it was like a Grimm's fairy tale or something, which
would
be.
Yeah.
Actually, hold the fuck up. What did I just see? Did I just see the name? I did. Okay. So here's the thing. I came across the name Katie, like K-A-T-I-E, like in this Nordic mythology book, and it's like a character. Why do I hate that? I like the name Katie. I love that. Okay, like no hate to those named Katie or any variation of that name. I really, truly love that name. I love the name Catherine too, if we are going to talk about classic names. But why is it in this fucking Viking folktale book?
Do you think the person who wrote it just like made it that? Like,
fuck it. General editor Jake Jackson is fucking this girl named
Jake
Katie.
Jake Jackson, I'm on to you.
Wait, oh my god, literally on the back of the book right here, this collection explores the stories of these regions featuring Katie Wooden Cloak and other captivating tales collected by Abernsen and Moe, alongside treasured classics such as, oh my god, Hans Christian Andersen's Little Match Seller. We can't do that, we'll cry. Anyways, fucking Katie. We'll read about her one day. This is Billy Goat's Gruff, though.
Okay.
Which is the Viking version, I guess, or maybe it originated there. I don't know.
Let's go, Black Phillip. I wanna hear it.
Let's go. Goats bleat.
Oh, bleat. That's right.
They got.
I was gonna say they baa, but no, that's sheep.
Yeah, I feel like they sound like I think goats are a lot more like chaotic with it. I think they're like the blah, you know, like blah.
Oh, the tongue. It's like, Yeah. You always see them with their fucking tongues out with their weird fucking eyes where it's like a horizontal slit.
Yeah. They got them square pupils.
No wonder people thought they were like the devil.
Yeah. Could you, one goat standing on its hind legs and like, that's terrifying. That's it for you.
No, ma'am.
Once upon a time, there were three billy goats who were to go up to the hillside to make themselves fat. And the name of all three was Gruff.
You said fat?
Fat. Yeah, fat. Like fat and happy.
P-H-A-T?
Yeah, obviously. That's Viking originating too. You didn't know? On the way up was a bridge over a burn they had to cross, and under the bridge lived a great ugly troll with eyes as big as saucers and a nose as long as a poker.
Goats calling a troll ugly. Interesting.
Though I do love like a little pygmy goat. Like
pig. Oh, I thought you said pygmy goat. You said pygmy goat.
Pygmy goat. Pygmy goats are so fucking annoying.
I was gonna say. Sorry. Come again.
You know, a little pygmy goat, they stand on each other and stand on the little things.
You know? He's not going to pick you, girl. Billy's not going to pick you.
It's so desperate. So first of all came the youngest billy goat, Gruff, to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, went the bridge. Who's that tripping over my bridge? Roared the troll. Oh, it is I. The tiniest billy goat, Gruff, and I'm going up to the hillside to make myself fat, said the billy goat with such a small voice. My little tiny eyeballs did skip ahead, and I saw small voice, and I was like, okay, let's fucking go. So
tiny?
It's tiny.
Oh, okay, I changed my entire viewpoint on fucking billy goats. They are not disgusting, hideous creatures of Satan. They're actually fucking cute. Okay, tiny. I'm a tiny little billy goat, Gruff. Oh my god. Let me take care of you right now. I'll make you fat.
Yeah, the troll is like, now I'm coming to gobble you up. It's like, oh no, pray, don't take me. I am too little that I am, said the billy goat. Wait a bit till the second billy goat, Gruff, comes. He's much bigger. Oh my gosh, little billy goat. He's a cheeky little billy goat.
Truly. I kind of like that too. Like, don't eat me. Eat the fucker who's coming down later.
My goddamn. I'm just tiny. My goddamn big brother. Eat him.
Yeah, he's a fat bitch. Eat him.
Well, be off with you, said the troll. I kind of feel like eat them both.
Yeah, honestly, this troll is...
like, what's stopping you from being that? But, I mean, good. We're on the goat side.
That's true, yeah. I just... Stupidest.
It's unrealistic. It's unrealistic.
Truly. Okay. This troll didn't go to school.
A little while after came the second billy goat, Gruff, to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, went the bridge. For context, the first time it went trip, trap, it was in all lowercase. And then this time it was in all uppercase because the size of the goat. Because
he's bigger. Oh my God. Maybe it's like a medium goat, but it's a little bit thick, you know.
It's like a little Matryoshka goat, you know, like little Russian nesting goats. It's one little bigger. They're very cute.
I don't know what that is, but I like that word.
A Matryoshka doll? It's the little Russian dolls, like little nesting dolls, you know?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, where they get smaller and smaller, but like goat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They absolutely have to have a Matryoshka billy goat, Gruff. Like, there's no way. That exists somewhere. A little while after came the second billy goat, Gruff, to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, went the bridge. Now, I'm going to take a moment here to point out to you that when the tiny – this is me talking, not the book.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
So, I was going to say hello.
As it was like coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so storybook right now. Wait.
Is the author God and on the present?
Are you there, Maddie? It's me, Gabby. No. Okay. So when the first little billy goat went across the bridge, it was in like trip, trap. It was only two, first of all, trip, trap. And it was in like lowercase letters. This one is three trip traps, and they're in all uppercase letters with an explanation point.
Okay. And there's three billion.
There's three.
Right? So yeah. Is the other What's one going to be just like
the fucking page?
Dominant. Fucking gargantuan goat.
Oh my God. And like, how are they going to write that? Yeah. Like, they've already maxed it out. Is it going to be like multiple T's, multiple R's, multiple like capital I's? Like, we're already like capped out. Like, anyways, I guess that's for the next billion.
12 exclamation points.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's it going to be? Anyways, not to take away from second Billy Goat, he's going to have his moment right here. Just thought you all needed the context. Who's that tripping over my bridge? Roared the troll. Oh, I'm going to do a medium voice.
Okay.
Oh, it's the second Billy Goat Gruff, and I'm going up the hillside to make myself fat. It's just my voice. I have a medium.
You are the second Billy Goat.
Yeah, I'm the second Billy Goat. My voice is medium. You know what it is. Said the billy goat, who hadn't such a small voice. It's me. Hi.
Hi.
Now I'm coming to gobble you up, said the troll. Oh no, don't take me. Wait till the big Billy Goat Gruff comes. He's much bigger. What? Very well, be off with you, said the troll. See? I still just kind of feel like obviously the goats are coming and they don't stop coming. He could have had two goats in his belly right now.
So I'm thinking of the third goat, unless that ass is juiced up.
Mm-hmm.
The third goat can just be like, hey, girl, there's another goat coming.
That's what I'm saying.
The troll is dumb enough to believe it.
Yeah.
And there could be no goat, you know?
Yeah, no goat. And it could just go on and on and on forever. God, like, what is even the third one going to do? Just, like, eat him? Like, fuck him up? Maybe he is just going to say, like, there's another one.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's see. Very well, be off with you. But just then.
Oh, shit. This is going to take a dark turn.
Came the big Billy Goat Gruff. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap. It's written the same. It's written the same as the second.
Wow.
Fuck off. The same amount. It didn't even. Okay. Okay, the little Billy Goat Gruff is like teensy baby.
I feel like this is a disservice on the author's end, or the writer who was like translating this.
Yeah, yeah, like, there was something.
You had such an opportunity there, and you did not take it.
Here it is. At the very least, like, look, Gabby, see how the first little blurb is bold. They could have bolded it. This book has the technology. You know, that could have, like, it's not, you know, like, taken it up a notch. Not just, like, the exact same as the second Billy Goat. That
you could have done something.
You could have
added an exclamation point.
You could have done more. Jake Jackson's the editor.
If he's the editor, he should have caught that. I'm sorry. He should have caught that.
Jake, we want more.
Obviously, he didn't get a proficiency on the, what is it? Oh, no, that's... I was thinking of journalism, newspaper, callback. Hey. I was thinking of that editing copywriting award I got.
Oh my gosh, you
remember
did, didn't
how
you?
Proud everyone was?
You
and I
know.
Barely got it.
No, you got it though.
True.
That's what going the extra mile to caption those Google imaged photos. Get you, baby. That's why you don't let us take the photos, you photo editor. You're like, no, our newspaper is better than you fucking scum. I'm ripping this shit off Google.
Why would I not take a higher quality?
Why would you not?
Image.
Why would you not? For free. For fucking free. Like,
exactly.
No, you did.
I cited the source. What's the problem?
That's the thing. That's why you got the award. That's why you got the statewide credit award. Anyway, here comes the third Billy Goat. Same fucking fashion is the second one, I guess. Went the bridge for the Billy Goat was so heavy that the bridge creaked and groaned under him.
That's a big ass goat, though.
That's a big ass goat. That's a daddy goat. Who's that trampling over my bridge? Roared the troll. It is I, the big Billy Goat Gruff. That is literally as low as my voice is. Said the Billy Goat, who had an ugly, hoarse voice of his own.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I gave it to you just perfect. Now I'm coming to gobble you up, roared the troll. Well, come on. Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Where's the voice?
Whoa. Am I Maddie or am I Big Billy Goat Gruff? Please let me get in character. What the fuck? It's just like this is like a little poem here. So this is going to be like vocal cords are going to be pushing it.
Push it, baby.
You all deserve it. Here we go. Well, come along.
Slay.
It came out really Muppet. I absolutely forgot like how I did the first voice when I went into that and I like panicked. Okay, I'm just gonna do like a really low voice.
Okay.
Because this is really important. This is like the fucking punchline, I think. So I've got it like deliver here.
Don't fuck it up. You got it.
Okay. Go low, lower. Okay. Well, come along. I've got two spears and I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears. I've got beside two curling stones and I'll crush you to bits, body and bones.
So he's a wordsmith. Love that. Yeah,
first of all, love that. Yeah, he's got two spears. You know what? I was like so focused on the voice that I...
Okay, wait. It's just packing two spears along.
Yeah, let me fucking see what's up. I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears with the two spears. That's intense. That's like two spears, one in each ear. Like, fuck it up.
Yeah.
I've got besides two curling stones and I'll crush you to bits. Then he's going to spear you in the fucking ear and then like stone you to death?
What are the curling stones?
I don't know. There is no way that other people aren't thinking this. And so I'm just going to say it at the risk of sounding like an idiot.
Balls.
I'm literally picturing like curling in the Olympics, like the little stone that you slide down the ice, you know, because it's like flat on the bottom and that could like fuck you up, like a little handle on top and like the.
Okay. So I was thinking he had big nuts and he's like, they're hanging. I'm going to smack you in the fucking head. But curling stones, you are absolutely right. It's curling, like the Olympics.
Yeah, he brought those along. He's not fucking around. He knows there's a troll at the bridge. He's like, hey, little bros, you go first. Tell him I'm coming, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking spear him in the ear holes and smash him into bits after.
I love it. Violence.
Especially goat on troll violence.
Yeah.
We're here for that. All of that was what the big billy goat said. And so he flew at the troll and poked out his eyes with his horns and crushed him to bits, body and bones, and tossed him out into the burn. And after that, he went up the hillside. Fucking went up the hillside. He's got two spears. There are his horns. Look at that. That was a cute metaphor. And he speared his fucking shit out and stomped him to death.
So how big is this goat?
Huge. He's huge.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm picturing like horse size goat, right?
Yeah.
Because like first a little goat, I'm picturing like a pygmy goat. And then second goat, I'm picturing like a normal size goat, like just your standard goat, if you will. Maybe like a bigger version of the standard goat. I feel like Nordic goats or Nordic lore goats are bigger. For some reason, it makes sense. And but like this fucker is like a horse size goat. The second you did like the hoof beats, I was like, oh yeah. Oh Lord, he coming. He's a horse size goat.
Like not even a riddle. It was nothing. It was just like, hey, I'm going to fuck you up. And then immediately fucks him up.
Yeah, there he is. Okay.
No longer with us. Deceased.
Yeah.
Dead. Crushed in a bag of bones.
Yeah.
And tossed in the trash dumpster can.
Oh, yeah, and tossed him out into the burn, yeah. Yeah. And after that, he went up to the hillside. There, the billy goats got so fat they were scarce able to walk home again. And if the fat hasn't fallen off of them yet, well, they're still fat. And so, snip, snap, snout, this tale is told out.
Okay.
The fucking end. That's how it ends. Cute.
I feel like folktales trigger like my mental illness. I don't know what's happening. Like, it's just like, that's not a.
It was just all very like storybook, like sing songy. And then, like.
But then, what is the point of the story? What's the moral?
Snip, snap, snout. This tale is told out. Bye. That's it. there's the fucking tale of the Billy Goat Scruff. I thought that it was going to be like some shit too. I thought that we were going to like learn something, or the moral is definitely like have a plan.
True. You
know, have a plan. Know your bridges, know their trolls, and have a fucking plan going into it. And if that plan's probably going to include like your bruiser friend coming in at the end to fuck him up and crush him to bits.
Were you also imagining white billy goats?
I was.
Okay, I was too.
No, I was picturing like a little white billy goat with little beards.
It's also fun to hear stories from like other countries and stuff like that.
And just like picture them like sitting around like the fire with all their little Viking furs and stuff telling this story. And that's just like the end of it, you know? It was purely entertainment purposes.
And also like, I would like to think this contributes to the broadening of all of our culturalization.
Yes.
Knowing other cultures, understanding some things. Yes. It just kind of like opens that door a little bit more in our mind.
It does. And like, and you know, and then we sit here and like we look stuff up and like, you know, learn things. Like we learned that
the curling stones were not the goat's balls. Yes. Anyway, so I've got two options for you, Maddie. So the first one, so here we go.
Yeah.
Is it right that he should bite me? Question mark.
Oh my God. Is this even okay? What's the second one? I guess.
The Trapper Trapped.
Trapper Trapped. That one
sounds... Both of these are African.
The Trapper Trapped sounds like it's going to have a moral. It has to be the bite me one. The listeners are going to be mad if I don't like pick the, was it okay if you bit me? Am I the asshole folktale edition, pretty much.
And I haven't read this, but...
Good.
I'm assuming it's about a snake. Like... Because, you know, bite snakes or spider.
Oh, my God. Maybe a spider. I was thinking, like, some kind of wild dog. We were on, like, total opposite.
Oh.
Total opposite wavelengths here. And I love that for us. You're probably correct.
One time, a large stone fell upon snake. Ah, I told you. I told you.
Snake. Okay. Snake.
One time, a large stone fell upon snake and covered her so that she could not rise. A white man.
Sorry. No, of course it is. God damn it. Here we come. We're going to fuck it up.
These white men are dangerous.
Let me take a guess. Can I guess?
Do it.
God, what's like the whitest thing in this situation?
I think what he's going to do is he's going to go and grab another rock.
And colonize it. Fucking colonize that shit.
Hey, I own this rock. You're impeding my rocks.
Right, and, there you go. Yeah.
And then she bites him. Because is it right that he should bite me? Maybe he bites a snake.
Listen, that's this fucking white man's road. It's that kind of white man. No, he's for sure going to like pick up this snake and be like, hey, I own you. Be a Christian. That's my fucking prediction.
Okay.
Oh, God. These white men are dangerous.
She's so hot and had a point. Anyway. God. Okay. A white man, it is said, came upon her and lifted at the stone. But when he had done so, she wanted to bite him. Okay. So he's actually helpful. All right.
Okay. Maybe he just like was picking up that stone to go build a colony.
How do I sound like a white man? Hi guys.
No. That was it.
Okay. I'll do that voice.
Think like Ned Flanders, I feel.
Hey, neighbor. Yeah. Okay. The white man said, stop. Let us first go to someone wise. I can't do voices. I'm sorry. Let me try this again.
Yeah.
What if I do like a transatlantic voice?
Oh my God. That's
like Mae West. Like, oh, come upstairs and see me sometime. Okay. The white man said, stop. Let us first go see someone wise. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. That's the take.
Okay, so this guy comes across a snake under a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifted the stone. She wanted to bite him. White man said, stop. Let's go see someone wise.
Yeah, like, listen, do you really need to bite? Like,
And Snake's like, okay, bet. Let's go.
This is very, like, rational of both of them. I feel like if it's gotten this far, like, don't bite him, you know?
True.
Like, if you were gonna be vicious, you know, like, do it. Like, you guys are going to go on this journey. You're going to bond. You're going to, like, get to know him. And he's going to, like, ask about your family. And you're going to ask each other's names. And it's going to be personal. Like, you're not going to end up biting him. Like, why?
Yeah. Why? Could why be a nice love him? Story, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are they going to end up together? This is so beautiful.
This is the creation story of the lizard people conspiracy.
I was gonna say this is oh my god. They're gonna go see someone wise.
Stop. Let us first go see someone wise. They went to Hyena, and the white man asked him, "Is it right that the snake should want to bite me, even though I helped her so much?" Why did it turn southern? I don't know why.
I like it. You know what? It's like I'm picturing your voice, first of all, like perfectly your voice. I'm not changing it. And I'm picturing it coming out of like a sepia toned, like with that glitch, you know, like the old.
Oh, the old-timey like, film.
Uh-huh. Of George Clooney and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Hyena, who was looking for his own share of the white man's body. Jesus. So I have to do another voice now. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Hyena said, "If you were bitten, why would it matter?" Okay. So Snake thought, that settled it. But the white man said again, "Wait a little, and let us go to other wise people that I may hear whether this is right."
No one's going to like you, dude. You're like, you're truly. You need to go the fuck back to Michigan.
Two animals said, "No, babe, you're not it."
No, we're gonna go to the third animal.
Let me consume you immediately, right now.
Oh my god, does a hyena count as a wild dog? Were we both kind of right? A snake and a wild dog?
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, that should count as a wild dog. And so if this last wise thing is like a spider or something, we've hit all three.
We are witches. It's our season. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. They went and met Jackal. Okay. And that is not. Yeah.
That's fine.
They went and met Jackal. Put the same question to him. I have to do another voice now. A third voice. I'm sorry, you guys. Jackal replied, "I don't believe the snake could ever be so covered by a stone that she could not rise. Unless I saw it with my two eyes, I wouldn't believe it. Take me to the place where you said it happened so I can see for myself whether it can possibly be true." Why did that sound like the the child-loving character from Family Guy?
Is that what you got? Okay, now that you say that, it was a little Herbert. I was thinking like if Towley from South Park... And like Disney, God, it keeps coming up with us. Look at us. We're always full circle. That was the cross between Towley and Pinocchio a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit.
I'm mentally ill for anyone who was not.
And that's the Jackal. That's the Jackal. This is great. They're going to like go meet seven other people and you're going to be so fucked.
Just so you know, there's like... less than a quarter of a page of the story left. In true folktale fashion.
Yeah, that's time. That's time for like six more.
They went together to that place and Jackal said, "Snake, lie down and let yourself be covered." Snake did so, and the white man covered her with the stone. Jesus. And although she tried with all her strength, Snake couldn't get up. So they just want to make this poor snake relive her trauma.
I was going to say, like, did anyone ask how Snake felt about this?
What horoscopes would this be? I'm not very knowledgeable when it comes to horoscopes, but I know you are.
Yeah.
What would they be?
Okay. So the snake is in Aries, attack first, like for sure. Like most aggressive fire sign out there.
I respect that.
Yeah. This guy's very like air sign, like... yeah, Libra maybe? Like, no, let's go find someone fair to hear us out, hear all sides of this kind of thing. Charming enough to stop a aggro snake from being like, okay, fine, I guess I'll hear you out. And I feel like Hyena is very like, oh, well, I want a piece of that too. And so I'm going to say whatever I need to. It's giving Scorpio. And Jackal is wait, what did Jack? Oh, and Jackal pretty much said in a very long-winded. Yeah. I want to like watch this play out, which is, God, I don't know. That's kind of Libra too with like the justice of it all. But I'm going to go with like Virgo.
I feel like that could be very Virgo.
Yeah, because Virgo's. No, you're right. Because like Virgo, like the, you know, mythology there. Hey, scroll down a ways on Patreon and find my mythology series. And like the Virgin, you know, she's pretty like, they're kind of linked with Libra very heavily, still about like fairness and like justness and all that. And so that's what's going on here.
Let me tell you, honeybees, if you are not on Patreon, this is our midway ad break. You need to go download Patreon right now and subscribe to the extras, the bonuses, the goodies, the things you won't get for free. It's a nice way to show Maddie that you appreciate all of the work that she puts into this podcast. And don't cry, you're going to make me.
Oh, I'm literally like, I already am. The quality of the camera is just not good.
But go do it. Show your girl some love. I mean, oh, what the lowest tier is $5 a month. That's
$3.
I'm sorry. That's half a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That you, I mean, come on. Even if you just do it for a month, ideally a month. Longer than that, but you know, it'll be a nice little thank you for her. And you get tons more content on there. I'm just saying.
Oh,
check it out.
Gabby. I should leave that in there, huh? I'm going to like be editing this and I'm going to be like, oh.
You probably should leave that, yeah.
Also, like, I ain't too proud of big. Like, I mean, if you could just like maybe check it out. I have little like teasers too. There's little like teasers, like 1 minute teasers up on social media because there's new content on Patreon. It's a full ad now, fuck.
And you know what? If you want to hear a nice British voice too.
There baby, you go. Baby,
she's got you covered. Chris, she's got you.
It's a real life British man who went viral because of his great voice. He sounds just like Will Turner and like British slang stuff. That's fun. Every single Friday, there's new stuff out. So
come on, Will Turner,
please.
We now return to your regularly scheduled program.
That was the little rewind sound.
Okay, so the snake is being told lie down, be prepared to be crushed again. You stupid fish.
Yeah,
her friends, I'm supposing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're complicit in this crime. Mm-hmm. Snake did so, and the white man covered her with the stone. And although she tried with all her strength, Snake couldn't get up. Then the white man wanted to let Snake go again, but Jackal stopped him, saying,
"Oh, what?
Why, yes.
Fucking plot twist." What?
Sell it out your own. Okay. But Jackal stopped him, saying, "Don't lift the stone. She wanted to bite you. Therefore, let her get up and lift it herself."
This is a very, okay, the Virgo sun, like Leo moon, let's stir the pot. Yes. Just to watch it go.
What the fuck?
Carl better not. I've named him Carl. Carl better fucking not, man. He wants to let her go again, sweet baby. Like,
well, get ready. You're ready.
He's such a Libra. He's such a fucking Libra. Yeah. Okay. Fuck. Yeah. What? Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Is he going to like jump on the rock or something and like burst her shit open and then like take that same rock and like beat everyone to death and like turn into a demon and fly out?
I wish. I would give some clarity.
No.
Ready?
Yep.
Then they both went away and left Snake there just as before. The end.
Oh, the fucking end. No, you know
that was me closing the book.
Gabby, what? No, you like that. That's closure. That's what you get. If Snake would have never tried to bite him and would have just slithered off and been happy to be free.
No. Then Snake would have just bitten him.
Or that. The Snake needed to make a choice, make a decision and stick with it.
Yeah.
There's the moral.
I think the moral is do what you're going to do and don't let other people convince you otherwise.
Yeah, there you go. See? So that was closure.
You're right. Okay, I feel much better about this one than the last one.
It was like it was an extra step to add the hyena.
Yeah.
Not super sure.
Honestly, the hyena was not even needed.
Not needed at all.
And that is from, well, I'm going to heavily mispronounce this, I'm sure. It says Amalo or Amakosa. Sorry, so Amalo or Amakosa.
There you go. Again, the African ones are always wild. Very like animal heavy, sentient animal heavy, which I love. And they do. They just are like, they're wizards. You're a fucking folktale. Whatever. Fuck you.
Deal with it.
Yeah. It also wasn't like super relevant that he was white. It honestly didn't even have to be a human at all.
They could have just said, yeah. Yeah,
they could have said like a guy, like a person, like
a white man.
Just so the storyteller was up there, you know, back in the day, like telling this folk tale, like for the entertainment of whoever's around. And like they just added like in this white man, so everyone would be like, boo, you know, and like have that camaraderie.
Honestly, like, it worked on both of us, though.
Like, oh, fuck yeah. Oh,
fuck this like, guy. Kill
fantastic.
Him.
Here we go. Can't wait for Carl to be a dick. But hey, that was folk tales again.
Come on, folk tales.
And the next set of folk tales are going to be spooky.
Yes, we love festivities here. And I'm all about worshiping the dark arts and the dark lords of the netherworld. I almost said regions, but those ones too. So if you want and are interested in a little bit of a more creepy, spooky sort of a vibe, make sure you tune in for the next folk tales. Do you remember Ghost Adventures? Sorry. That show.
Do I remember Ghost Adventures? Like, Mike and I still watch that shit. Like,
with that guy who's
Zach Bagans, yeah.
My sister and I used to have this joke of, you know, he has that, like, reader, that electronic thing that, like, well.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Like, you hear noises. We're like, if we're ghosts. We would be like, it'd be like, shh, 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 take your shirt off, shh, drop them pants.
Be like, well, the spirit said to, I'm Zach Bagans. He's so, like, again, Mike and I watch this fucking show all the time. I fucking love Ghost Adventures. He has a haunted museum in Las Vegas.
Yes. I heard it's fucking crazy.
I have too. I have someone that, like, someone I know, like, personally was just posting on Instagram the other day that she was there. I was like, how was it? She's like, it was fucking terrifying, like,
can
to be honest.
We
like,
go?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He's got like fucking like Peggy the doll in there and shit, dude. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro, fly down and I can drive us over there.
It's you're right there.
It's like a maybe 3.5-4 hour drive. Like, it's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. So join us next time. Bye.
Bye. Oh God, I'm already sweating. Anyway.
Okay, I'm just gonna blah 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 da 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 da
queen.
Okay, I don't remember where I was.
Sorry.
They're fucking weird. They're fucking weird little things. Yeah.
Anyway.
See? Sorry. That was nice. That was good ASMR. That was for free. Thank you. Fuck.
Well, come along. I've got two spears and I'll poke your eyeballs out.
Give me a minute. I've got your fucking spotted tick right here, honey. All white men sound the same.
Stop.
Was that Luke or was that you?
What'd that mouth do?
Ooh. Ooh.
Take her clothes off.
This is stupid.